from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18. The word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. George Vandeman, in his book Planet in Rebellion, tells of a horrific day at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's one of the 16 research and development labs run by the U.S. Department of Energy. A young daring scientist was carrying out a necessary experiment in preparation for the atomic test to be conducted in the waters of the South Pacific. He'd been successful performing such an experiment many times before. In his effort to determine the amount of uranium-235 necessary for a chain reaction, scientists call it the critical mass, he would push two hemispheres of uranium together. And then, just as the mass became critical, he would push them apart with a screwdriver, thus instantly stopping the chain reaction. But that day, just as the material became critical, the screwdriver slipped, allowing the hemispheres of uranium to come together. Instantly, the room was filled with a dazzling bluish haze. Young Lewis Slotin, instead of ducking and thereby possibly saving himself, tore the two hemispheres apart with his hands, and by doing so, successfully interrupted the chain reaction. However, by this instant, sacrificial, courageous act, he saved the lives of seven other people in the room. But as he waited for the car that would take him to the hospital, he said quietly to his fellow scientist, "You'll come through all right, but I haven't the faintest chance myself." 9 days later, he died in agony from the overdose of radiation his body absorbed. Vandeman reminded us that 20 centuries ago, the Son of the living God walked directly into the cloud of sin's most concentrated radiation, the righteous judgment of God against the sin of the whole world. With this one sacrificial, courageous act, Jesus allowed himself to be touched by sin's curse, indeed to become guilty of all the sin of the whole world, and to let it take his life under the weight of all of the wrath of God stored up against all the sin of the world, past, present, and future. But by that heroic act, Jesus broke the chain reaction. He broke the power of sin, thereby making it possible for the salvation of every person who would turn to him in true faith. Friends, there is no place, not one, in our lives in which the cross of Jesus Christ is not relevant. Indeed, I say necessary. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 urges us, "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession." Moreover, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross is essential for Christian ministry, because there is no gospel, which means good news, to share with the world without the cross of Christ. Pressing the point even further, the same command Jesus gave his disciples in Mark 16:15 in the first century, he gives to his disciples in the 21st century. "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." In John chapter 20, verse 21, Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." In Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, "I will build my church." Through Apostle Paul, the Bible instructs the church in Ephesians 4:16 and 17 that Christ gave pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ. We therefore have been instructed by biblical command and precedent to go into all the world and tell the good news of salvation from our sin's just recompense, to keep the person, his deity, his nature, his authority, and the work, his sinless life, his sacrificial death, and glorious resurrection ever before us. Because we are sinners by nature and by action, our just punishment is eternal death, a living death in which we would undergo unending punishment to satisfy God's wrath and justice against our sin. Furthermore, the reason and purpose are that people put their faith in Christ, that they be saved and placed into the body of Christ. As Daniel 12 verses 1 and 2 states clearly, in reference to God's final judgment, "Your people, everyone who is found written in the book will be rescued. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, these to everlasting life, but the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt. According to Colossians 1, verses 19 through 22, it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Him, that is in Jesus, and through Him to reconcile all things to Himself, having made peace through the blood of His cross. Through Him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Jesus' death on the cross in place of us was God's righteous judgment of sin that made possible our rescue from hell. Through repentance of sin, belief in Christ, His death and His resurrection, and surrender to Christ as Lord, we are born again to new life, saved from eternal death, and brought into God's eternal family of faith. Listen to the words of the Apostle Paul from Colossians 1, verses 21 and 22. Although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet He has now reconciled you in His fleshly body through death, in order to present you before Him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. This is indeed good news, and it is the message that we are to carry to the world. The essence of Christian ministry is the proclamation of Christ's gospel to the whole world. Listen intently to the words of Billy Graham about the cross of Jesus. Quote, "Sin was conquered on the cross. Christ's death is the foundation of our hope, the promise of our triumph. The cross is the only way of salvation, and the cross gives a new purpose to life. The cross shows the seriousness of our sin, but it also shows us the immeasurable love of God." Close quote. Graham's assessment of Christ's cross is the heartbeat of every person who is truly a Christian. Not so with those who have yet to come to faith in Jesus. They're still lost in their sins. The unbelieving mind considers any mention of the cross as utter nonsense. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14 explains why. "A natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised." So you see, until a person turns to Jesus in faith, desires to be taught by God, and wants to be saved, he and she will remain hostile and rebellious to the good news of Jesus. Now you understand Paul's declaration in 1 Corinthians 1:18. The word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So go. Go right now with firm faith in Christ, His cross, and His resurrection, and tell the good news of Jesus to those who are on their way to hell, and compel them to turn to Christ in faith, to be saved, and come into the everlasting family of God. Hurry now. Time is of the essence. I'm Jack Maynard, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and Executive Director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.